The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Last week, we did our broadcast up on Paris Mountain, our transmitter site there, from the FEMA bunker, and we explained that we are a FEMA PEP station, which means that we basically, in the event of a natural disaster or a national emergency, we would make our way up to the, and I call it a FEMA bunker. It's a little concrete building where I am. They tell me, hope I never have to try it, that I can broadcast 30 to 45 days from that FEMA bunker. Everything we need is there. A couple of backup generators, a huge diesel fuel tank, even that box of MREs, boxes of them. So we did that to demonstrate how we could keep the public informed in the event that we came under some type of attack. And we're faced with so many challenges today, so many different threats. One of those is a cyber war. And folks, we are in a war. We find ourselves every time you're online, and it's so easy to become complacent. You're sitting in your home office or sitting in your living room on your laptop or your iPad or whatever, surfing the web, looking up information, and we've all become so dependent on it. But yet, there are people out there trying to steal your information, trying to basically to attack you in this cyber war every day that we face it. There's a great company who's leading the fight against these cyber attacks. You've seen the TV ads, PCmatic. But did you realize that this company is headquartered right here in South Carolina? Joining me for a few minutes this morning is Rob Ching, the CEO and founder of PCmatic. Rob, welcome in. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Thanks, Joey.
Your website says that that we are at war, that we're in the middle of a cyber war. Talk with us a minute about that.
Boy, we are in a war, and every single month it gets a little bit worse. The state of Louisiana is right now in a state of emergency due to cyber attacks. The week after that, they announced that in the state of Texas, 23 cities were hit in the same day.
Wow.
And so this is getting very serious. Here in South Carolina, the school system that my kids go to, I live in Myrtle Beach, the school system was hit in January of 2016. They paid the ransom, and it was $8,500. That was the maximum ransom at the time. The ransoms now have escalated to hundreds of thousands of dollars, and now we're hearing of millions of dollars of ransom.
Yep. So, Rob, this is, and I've read about it many times, and I've read some of the news articles about these ransomware attacks, and it's happening to a lot of the small cities, the even the larger counties, and as you mentioned, the school district. Tell us how do they do this?
So, ransomware is a program that gets into a network or onto a personal computer, and as soon as it gets in, it starts encrypting all the files. Once it's done, you can no longer access those files unless you pay the ransom. The FBI says not to pay the ransom, but frequently, historically, even now, people are paying the ransoms, which is really bad because as soon as they do that, then that just guarantees it's going to happen even more.
Right.
We're kind of like in this spiral where people are paying the ransoms, and therefore it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, you know, it sounds like that when you're in this situation, it would probably, you'd feel like, well, I'm just going to pay them so they'll give me my data back and go away. But they really don't go away, do they?
They're not. I mean, there's a whole ecosystem. I mean, one of the things is that it's being paid in Bitcoin, which is a cryptocurrency, so we will never know who these people are. The first time this happened was in September of 2013, so over the last 6 years, nobody has been prosecuted, no one has been caught. during this entire six-figure period
of
time.
Wow. Do you have any idea, any suspicions of where these people are?
I do have my suspicions. I mean, I do believe my personal opinion is that it's coming from Eastern Europe and Russia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. But, you know, we talk about cities and counties and school districts, but this can happen to small businesses and individuals as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they're attacking everybody. I mean, and also to be clear, I mean, the city of Baltimore is still down because city of Baltimore is out, I think, $17 million because they chose not to pay the rent.
Well, $17 million?
Yes. Last year was the city of Atlanta. Let me see. There were two airports that were shut down. Was it the Cleveland Airport? And there's an airport in Missouri, I think, that was shut down.
Wow.
So, wow. I mean, public infrastructure is being impacted as well.
Yeah. With me this morning on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Rob Chang, CEO and founder of PCmatic. So talk with us about your company. And I'm so proud. I love talking with businesses that are headquartered here in South Carolina. I see you on TV all the time, Rob. I feel like I know you. Talk with us about PCmatic and how your company is helping protect these businesses and individuals.
Yeah, what we're trying to address, the key role of antivirus, all computers nowadays have antivirus. The problem is that the antivirus is based on a very old technology called the blacklist. And the flaw in the blacklist is that when it sees something, it's a list of everything that they know to be bad, that we collectively seen as bad. But when something enters a network or in your computer and they haven't seen it before, they assume it to be good. Unknown malware is assumed to be good using this approach. So what our antivirus has done is it does the opposite. We're going to be using a whitelist. And if we have not seen it on our whitelist, not verified to be good, then we block it from executing. So our customers are not getting infected during this crisis. And I think that, you know, I'm on television trying to tell everybody this because I just think it's important to get the word out that there is a solution to this problem.
Yep. I get confused because there's so many different security products and, you know, they talk about firewalls and all these things. But from what I understand, your product, PCmatic, is all really one needs.
Well, actually, as far as the ransomware, there's also a lot of things that people should be doing. We've done surveys. We're trying to get that information out. It's very important. I mean, during this period of time, I mean, I don't know whether you saw this, but Capital One was recently breached, I think 2 weeks ago.
Right, I saw that.
And, you know, so if you're a Capital One customer, before that was Marriott, before that was Experian. And so that's on the enemy. The enemy knows all of our passwords. And a lot of the time, they know our passwords. And so one of the key things that all of us can do, and I do it, is number one, change your passwords. Mm-hmm. And don't change it to a password you used before. Use it, make it a password that you've never used before. Because if you use it before, you probably can assume that they have it.
Yeah.
Because of all these breaches. So one of the things that I would suggest that everybody do is change their passwords.
And how often? How often should we change our passwords?
That's a really good debate. What our research shows is that people are not changing the passwords at all. I mean, people will go decades without changing their passwords.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet you some of the listeners out right now, they have not changed their passwords in 10 years. And you really need to do that because you can assume that the enemy has those passwords.
Yep. PCmatic, and your website is PCmatic.com, right? PCmatic.com. Rob Chang, thank you again. And you know, again, I'm just so proud that you're a South Carolina company. And from what I understand, too, you don't outsource any of your support or development. It's all done right here in America.
That's correct. I'm not a fan of outsourcing.
Yep. Rob Chang, thank you again for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Okay.
Sure.
My pleasure.
Have a great day.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.